Terry Whitmore went off to war. He saw the same nightmare so many seen before. He saw the facts all distorted, rapes and murders unreported, burned down villages, mass graves and more. But he shook it off, tried to play it cool, awoke each morning trying to make it through. Just take it day by day and try to kill the enemy, 'cause if you don't, he or she might be killing you. Terry Whitmore was a Marine, a hard and angry, well-oiled machine, ready on command to tighten up his hand and send a thousand rounds flying through the trees. He walked the trails, each step with care, in case a landmine start exploding everywhere. But as the bodies piled up, he didn't seem so tough, 'cause those romantic myths of war all disappeared. Terry Whitmore, he got it bad, countless shards of metal sticking in his leg. They were under open skies and they were taken by surprise, and the mortar landed a couple of feet away. He was taken off to Japan, got a metal pin from LBJ's own hand. Now he was hurt, but he was strong, 'cause he was finally going home. But once he could walk, they tried to send him back again. Terry Whitmore, he finally fled, he met some anti-war activists in Japan, and they helped him flee, got him a ticket for free on the Underground Railroad heading west. So there he was, all in disguise, deserting on with six other guys. And he said, fuck you, Uncle Sam, I've got my freedom back again. You can keep your war and all your racist lies, 'cause I was fighting the Viet Cong while back in Memphis cops was chasing us with dogs. Did I really do that shit? He said in retrospect, Terry Whitmore's fight was not in Vietnam. Terry Whitmore, he was but one of the soldiers who did what had to be done. And in breaking with the lies, he saved countless lives, 'cause when he walked away, he helped end Vietnam. When he walked away, he helped end Vietnam.